Good morning. Scientists from the Volcanic Emergency Plan on the Canary Islands have recommended that today residents of more municipalities on La Palma should stay indoors. This is due to a drop in air quality caused by the eruption of the Cumbre Vieja volcano. Residents of the El Palo district are deemed most at risk and have been asked to remain indoors. They are being told to avoid going outside, keep all windows closed, and where possible to wear an FFP2 mask to cover their noses and mouths for extra protection. This advice was posted on the social network sites of the Security and Emergencies area of the Government of the Canary Islands. He pointed out that in the face of unfavourable weather conditions for air quality, residents should stay indoors today between the hours of 2 p.m. and 9 p.m. Repeated migrant landings were registered over the weekend, particularly on the Balearic Islands. Overall, more than 300 people arrived in less than 48 hours on the archipelago, according to data released by the authorities. Several landings were also recorded in Alicante and Murcia, where about 200 arrivals were notified over a few hours. In Almeria, a migrant shipwreck was reported by local media. Two survivors said that an additional 12 people were travelling with them. Authorities are searching for the missing passengers. And yesterday, at least 21 people arrived in Almeria. Malaga local police arrested a 20-year-old Moroccan man as the alleged perpetrator of a crime. This came after a traffic accident in which a total of 9 parked vehicles were damaged. The car that caused the damage has since been found to be reported stolen, whilst the arrested person doesn't have a driving license and is in Spain illegally. The incident took place around 3:15 p.m. on Saturday when the man drove a Seat Toledo at high speed in the Plaza Conde di Ferreria, hitting several cars. A video has gone viral on social networks. After causing the carnage, he calmly left the vehicle and walked away, acting as though nothing had happened. The suspect was spotted by police officers the next day and arrested. And millions of self-employed workers will now pay €294 a month in social security contributions next year, €8 more than they currently pay. The budget approved by the Council of Ministers reflects the increase of the minimum contribution to €960.60 a year. The change will affect almost 3.2 million self-employed workers in Spain, including many foreign workers. It's estimated that the hike will earn the government up to 173 million extra euros in social security contributions. Understandably, the proposal has been met with opposition by self-employed workers. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.